Well, welcome to our action-packed service. I wanted to spend a little bit of time today talking about mega church signs. Mega church signs. Actually, I don't mean signs that belong to mega churches, okay? I mean mega signs that belong to the church that God has given every church. That's what we're going to look at. A sign is very important. It helps us get information we need and point us in a direction that we need to go. It can be very important. For example, a sign can point out a business. All right, maybe a local business in the community, right? A sign can point you toward a city or indicate that you're arriving in the city of Utica, for example. Right? I like that one. Nice little park setting, and now with spring, we're going to see it looking all cool there again. A sign can point us toward an exit when we need to get out of the place when we find out that Chris is up here instead of Randy preaching. Your exits are clearly marked, but thank you for sticking around. I really appreciate that. And of course, there is the very important sign, the bathroom sign. Where is the restroom located? And thankfully, those are clearly marked in this building as well. Well, many of you know that we have a new sign coming to Stony Creek Church. A new multicolored digital sign is coming out to Stony. This is kind of a mock-up that was given to us of what it's going to look like. And it'll actually be like black around the case, which will be really slick looking. It's going to help it to pop. And it'll match with the decor that Utica has up there with the road signs and street lamps, you know, that nice black metal. And we'll never use three lines like that because Tom Phipps told us that nobody could see that when they're cruising by Van Dyke at precisely 35 miles an hour or less. But we wanted to grab people's attention. Well, as I was thinking about what might we really put on a sign like this, what would impact the community around us, I did a little search online of other church signs, what other churches are putting on their signs. And what I found, some of them just weren't the best. Let me give you an example. Put one up there. The first one, we love hurting people. Making sure everybody gets to why that's weird. Now, it's good. That's true. The church ought to love on people that are hurting in their lives. And we do. We want to do that. That's a good message. But it can, of course, be taken a completely different way. We love hurting people. That's not good. Similarly to this sign, another one, don't let worries kill you. Let the church help. Again, these guys were well-meaning, and that's good. The church ought to be helping people deal with their anxieties and worries and getting them through that to think about the truth of Jesus, but we ought to not be helping to kill people. That's not what we're in the business of doing. But there were some good signs out there I saw that impressed me, and I thought, oh, maybe it was a neat saying or just a witty sign. For example, here's one, honk if you love Jesus, text while driving if you want to meet him. That's a little public service that it's performing down there. So maybe we'll use one of those. Or this one, I love this one. This one is great. Put that one up. Waiting for a sign to visit our church? This is it. That one was my favorite out of everything I found. And we may indeed, when the day that sign goes up, that's the time to put that up there, right? All right. Well, a sign is a great resource, a great tool in helping to point people toward events here at our church. Events like we've got the community days coming up, where we open up our parking lot and our building to the community for a free cookout. We've got a little rummage sale out there, and there's some live entertainment, and it's all free. Well, I guess if you want to buy something on the rummage sale, you should pay money for it. But, you know, the meal is free, and we had this pulled pork barbecue cookout meal. It was delicious last year. And a sign can point toward those things. A sign can be a great resource for us in pointing to our VBS this summer. We've got our Vacation Bible School. Our children's director, Jody, and her team put on an amazing program. But it doesn't matter how good the program is in here if the word doesn't get out, right? And so a sign, this new digital sign, can help with that kind of thing. Or maybe when we have a new series coming up that we think this is one that people need who don't normally come out to church should get out for this series, we can put that out there on the sign to invite the community. But as cool as that digital sign is going to be, and by the way, it's ordered and should be here next month. So in time to promote those things like the community days at the end of the month next month. As cool as that sign is, and I might get in trouble for disparaging it before it's even arrived, but there is a higher tech and way more effective sign that God has given his church, every church, in every community around the planet. I'm going to read the technical specs of this high-def sign. These are of this mega sign. These signs are high-def, surround sound, they're intelligent, beautiful, and they're even mobile, these signs. God has personally and strategically planted these signs in high-traffic areas all over the community. They are in the local businesses, they're in the schools, these signs are in the neighborhoods and the parks. These signs even have Wi-Fi. They have internet access, and so they can get on the very latest forms of social media and reach even more people that way on the internet. And of course, if you haven't guessed it yet, these signs are you and I, the church. The church. The most famous sermon ever preached, it was Jesus himself, the Sermon on the Mount, and he said this about his followers, about his church. He said, and you can help me when we get to the yellow print there as we read our passage today. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." A tri-colored digital sign may light up the street out there on Van Dyke, but friends, you light up the world. If you have put your trust in Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, then the Holy Spirit, God himself, has taken up a special residence in your life. And his light shines through you so long as we don't cover it up, as we don't muddy it up and get in the way. No digital sign could ever replace us. I could scroll, when we get that sign out there, John 3:16 out there. I could scroll a couple of sentence way of describing the gospel message and how to receive Jesus out on that sign. It could go 24/7. That might even be a good idea to get something like that out there. But it doesn't replace our responsibility and our effectiveness to share the gospel message with people in our words and in our actions. It can be tempting, I think, for us in the church, especially with technology and things like this, to let a marketing campaign or mailings, if we did a mass mailing or our website or one of these signs, do the work for us of reaching out to people and pointing them, as a sign does, toward Jesus and toward his church. But what I want to do right now is share with you some results. These are some hard results from our church survey that's going on. By the way, you saw it in the announcements, you've got just a couple more hours to take this church-wide survey, and I am leaking the results before they're even all in, all right? Another thing I might get in trouble for. We'll see. I hope to see you next Sunday and to be here with you. So you got a couple more hours. I encourage you to, by the way, go to stonycreekchurch.org today, not while I'm speaking, later today, and click the Take Our Survey. There's a spot that says Spring Survey 2015, and you can click on Take Our Survey. Unless you really overthink it while you're going through the survey, it should only take a couple of minutes. It's like maybe, I think, a maximum of 10 questions there. And so, but I want to show you some of the preliminary results. Can we put that slide up there? And this is the first question. So see, you've already got a head start on taking the survey if you haven't yet. What influenced you to attend Stony Creek Church for the first time? And you see a bunch of things that you can't read because it's too small. So I'll read you some of the results. That huge green half of the pie chart there represents 49% of the people who took the survey. And they said that the reason they began attending Stony Creek Church was not because of a sign. It was because of an invitation from a friend or a family member to attend a service. So about 50%, but there's more. You see that that orange piece of the pie, which looks like the size of pizza piece that I like to get. That's my slice right there. That represents 16% of the people that took the survey. And this, they said other, and they gave a different reason. But as I read these reasons, I discovered they were just more specific versions of how somebody brought them to Stony Creek Church. Whether they were born and raised here, so it was mom and dad that did it, that counts, right? Mom and dad, I'm counting Xander and Ben, my kids, as people that I've brought to church. Go me. They don't have a choice, but that's all right. And there was specifics like so-and-so mentioned Stony Creek Church, and then when I was in the, you know, look in the area, now I started attending. And so these 16% could be added to that, but there's even more. There's people that were invited to a special event, 1.5%. There was people invited to a small group, and people invited by social media. So, and of course, that's most recent in the last year or two that we've been doing that kind of thing. If you add up everything, you get to 69.5% of the people in this room, if this is a representative sample, were not brought in by a sign, but were brought in by a person. A person who had a relationship with them in their life and invited them out to church. Now, does this mean we shouldn't bother having a sign? Of course not. The internet searches and seeing the sign, they're up there. There are people in this room that has drawn in. Rick and Kathy saw the sign. I think Kathy was over at DQ with a friend, and she saw the sign. I saw another hand go up. And so these things are great, but they don't replace us. If you had an outline and there was a spot for a main idea today to write down, and there isn't, but you could use maybe the back of your response card or type it in your phone right now. If there's one note you take today, this would be the note worth taking and finding a spot to take it on. It goes like this. Our digital sign, or any sign for that matter, is a reminder, not a replacement for God's mega sign. And that's us. So when we see something scrolling on that sign, when we read the announcements in our program of different ways we're reaching out to the community or different draws to bring people in to hear the gospel message, these shouldn't replace our job. They should remind us to, oh, I need to tell somebody about this. When we see banners go up on the stage for a new series that's coming out, hey, there are some. Look at that. This is a good reminder. You know, we have a new series starting up next Sunday. It's called Why Church? We're asking the question, what relevance does church have in our life, and what is the church really all about? What is the church, and why go? Why be a part of God's church? And we're going to explore different pictures, different signs used in the Bible to point, to give us examples of what the church is and what it does. A church is a family. A church is a school. A church is an army. A church is a hospital. There are these different images. This is going to be a great series for people who don't normally go to church to come out and learn why church is so valuable. And of course, it'll encourage us to be the church even better. We don't have a working digital sign out there just yet, but we've got a room full of mega signs to go out and tell people. And so the immediate application to our main ideas, invite somebody to the series next week. We'd love to get somebody out to hear all about what God is doing through his church. Jesus said that it was our good deeds, if you remember, we read that, our good deeds that would lead people to glorify God in heaven. He said, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. We want to be that person that is going out and not just talking about Jesus, but showing Jesus in our lives of action to the people around us, being a person of grace, a person of God's love. But we don't want to just show it, we do want to speak up too, right? Jesus wasn't saying here, don't talk, okay? He said, no, your walk needs to match your talk here, but of course you need to speak up. I'd like to tell you one little story of a time where I wish that I understood what a sign was pointing to. Can I tell you this story? Doesn't matter what your answer was, I'm telling you anyway. My wife Leah and I were on vacation a few years back. We were in Italy, and we had went out to Pisa for the day to see the famous Leaning Tower of Pisa. And on the way back, we bought our train ticket to go back to the hotel that we were staying at. And we sat comfortably in the train. We're watching the countryside pass by. It was a gorgeous day. Couldn't have asked for anything better, you know, conditions wise. And the conductor came up to collect our tickets, and so we happily handed him our tickets, and his smile as he greeted us turned to kind of a look of confusion, and then he kind of looked a little angry at us. He gestured to hold on a minute, and he walked off, and he came back with a slip of paper. He handed me this slip of paper, and it had different translations to say the same thing, and it explained to me that we did not get our tickets validated when we purchased them. And so now we owe a 150-euro fine to be paid on the spot to this conductor. I didn't have 150 euro on me at that time. So I thought, what in the world? I didn't see these signs. I didn't know about this. We decided to take a chance on this train, and I'm just pleading and pleading, and he doesn't understand English, and I don't understand Italian. Learn the language before you go somewhere, at least a little bit, guys. That's tip number one. Well, finally, after all my pleading and my tears, I'd love to tell you it was Leah's tears, but they were my own. He finally let us go. He took our tickets, he validated them on the spot, and he warned us not to try doing that again. And I said, I didn't know what I was doing, but I will definitely not do it again. I'm so sorry. As we walked off the train, I saw this unfamiliar machine out there, right in the station. In fact, there were dozens and dozens of them all over the station, these machines with a sign right next to it. And there was actually text on the sign we saw, not like this one on the screen, but it was in Italian. I wish I had seen that sign. But even if I had, I didn't know what it meant, because I'd never had to validate a train ticket before. It's just not something I've done. Living out God's love in action is the high-def sign that's going to catch people's attention. Jesus taught us that. Let your light shine out by living for God, being the person he's called us to be. But we need to be clear about who we're pointing to. We're not just a friendly neighbor. We're pointing people to Jesus and to his church. And so the text on our sign needs to be very clear. It needs to speak the language of the people around us. We need to share that most important message, and that is that it all comes down to what Jesus did for us on the cross. That is the clear message that we're pointing to with the sign of our lives. Jesus is the one who gave his life for us on the cross. He paid the penalty for your sin and mine, for the sin of everyone in the world. That sin that separated us in our relationship with God. That sin that earned us eternity apart from God in hell. Jesus is the one that went and paid that penalty on the cross. Jesus is the one who arose from the dead, proving that he did what he claimed to do, beat death, and that he is who he claimed to be, God Almighty. Jesus is the one, the only one, that when we put our trust in him as our Savior and Lord, can usher us from death to life. And that's why God has strategically put us out there in all parts of the world to shine and point back to him. This message was so important to Jesus, of course, that he actually gave us two other mega signs to talk about and point to his death for our sins and the new life that we can have for him when we put our trust in him. Those signs are the communion table and baptism. These are mega church signs. And they remind us and continue to point to the most important message of the church, that Jesus died for our sins and he arose from the dead, and everyone who trusts in him, just like him, can rise up from the dead into new life.